Aleishu Chelek Aleph Kuf Ayin Hey. This is the fourth chapter. Kol echad margish seichach lizgabel ha'atzla tivis. I think we feel the necessity to overcome natural laziness. That's not a profound point to understand. Ki achas lo yititachen kol avodah. It's not possible to embark on avodas Hashem while one wishes to spend one's days in bed. Even the fulfillment of main mitzvahs is damaged, is harmed by laziness. So that is fairly straightforward to understand. The necessity within the Torah world to eschew unnecessary pleasures, physical pleasures, that is not felt instinctively and it's not recognized broadly. Ulam haTorah moshechas osanu eltoch olam ruchani. We have to understand the Torah is putting us, attracting us into a different world. Of course, this world is not just a collection of knowledge or an ideology. Ela olam mamash. We're talking about literally a world, a metzius ruchanis, a spiritual reality. Loi pachois chas v'chalil mimetzius olam hagashmi. It's no less real, of course, than the reality of the physical world. Together, like the pasuk in Mishlei Perikhes says, "Le'anchil oyhavai yesh ve'otzosem amalei." It's yesh. We speak about this often. That the concept of yetzera is lack. It's not. It's not real. It is not tangible. Whereas metzius ruchanis is yesh. It exists. It is solid and real, albeit not tangible to our senses. But you have to understand that it's a real world. And Oilamah Ruchani Shel Torah Kedusha Eino Nireh, it cannot be seen, as we said, it's not accessible to the senses. Ach Ikvosav Nad'u Lanu Mipi Chazal, but we certainly know it's, we sense it. We know how to sense it because of Chazal, Uvelechtenu Bikvos Eilu Nagi Elav, as we follow Chazal, we'll reach that world. And this is where it becomes, this is the introduction to this chapter that speaks about the necessity to put a limit to one's physical indulgence. Bishas petirase shel Rebbe zokaf esr etzbeisav lemalo. When Rebbe was about to pass away, he lifted his 10 fingers. Ve'omar galui v'yadu lefanecha. He said, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu, you know, shelo ne'enesi min ha'olam hazeh ke'etzba ketana sheli, that I did not benefit from this world as much as a small finger." And of course, one can't take it literally. We know Rebbe was a very wealthy person and lived in a mansion and ate at feasts and banquets. What did he mean? Davka bazeh chashav Rabbeinu HaKadosh lekanes el olam elyon. It's interesting that specifically it's at this point that Rebbe thought he would gain entry into the supreme world. This is what he said on his deathbed as he felt his departure. It was important to express the idea that he was not ne'ene min ha'olam. Sheshamar al chush ha'ana'ai. He preserved his sense of enjoyment from the world. So it shouldn't be caught in a race of fulfilling physical pleasures. Because if one's sense of pleasure is physical and coarse, how is a person then to experience and to enjoy something so subtle? By way of a very rough analogy, if a person has spent his life working with a jackhammer, his whole life, you know, he's been exposed to terrible noise, and we know that it doesn't take long for one's hearing to be harmed. One can't then easily slip into a concert hall suddenly and enjoy the most subtle and soft music. It just has lost that ability, is not sensitive anymore. That's what Rebbe is saying. If he had allowed himself to allow the sense of pleasure to become megusham, coarse, then there's no way for him to enjoy the ziv elyon, that very subtle spiritual pleasure of olam haba. The author continues, "V'lo rak noyam Hashem, not just the pleasantness of Hashem, ela gam noyam ziv Torah kedusha b'olam hazeh." If we allow our sense of pleasure to slip into coarse pleasures, it's not just that we will find it difficult to experience Hashem, but even to experience the pleasantness of Torah in this world. Say Tosfos, Ad Shadam Mispalel Adivrei Torah Shikansu L'Seich Me'av, before trying to daven that the words of Torah should enter our body and be absorbed, Yispalel Al Achila Shesia Shelo Yikansu L'Seich Me'av, he should daven that food and drink should not enter his innards. Now, Tosfos is quoting the Rishonim, it's not the only words, quoting Chazal. And of course, we're not talking about denying oneself what one needs. We're not davening that our food and drink should not be absorbed and digested. He's making the point that he's making. Before even davening that the words of Torah should become part of my bloodstream, first to focus on the fact that coarse physical pleasures should not become part of my bloodstream. So now, not only is it necessary for enjoying Hashem and for experiencing Hashem, and not only is it necessary for enjoying and experiencing joy in learning, but also in tefillah. When Chazal make that point about davening, that his eyes should be upwards, says Rabbeinu Yonah, he should see himself as if he's standing in Shamayim. At that moment, at least, he should remove from his heart all thoughts of pleasure. As the early ones used to say, when you really daven, strip your body off, peel it off your soul. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Gam tefillah too. It's a step into a spiritual world of supreme kedusha. Ve'akavul b'shifa la'anos olam hazeh. Person is tethered, literally, like a blimp, which is tethered to the ground. So it can't soar. It's held back. A person is tethered like that with aspirations for anos olam hazeh. Lo yuchal lisalos al lesham. For him, it's just so difficult to daven. There's no element of pleasure there because he's tethered and bound to physical pleasures. It's not just coarse physical pleasures that holds one back from growing. It's also the attachment to the means towards in money, because it's an indirect connection to physical pleasures. It's a means to achieving those things. That too, that immersion in that preoccupation with money also blocks the path for the same reasons. Kasub Chaim LaRosh writes, when it comes time to daven, yaniach kol asakav v'yispalel, the person should set aside all of his preoccupation in daven. V'roish kol advarim, the first thing, the most important, is shishmor es inam mikol davar she'eino shelo. He should guard his eyes from anything that isn't his. Initially, the two parts of the statement don't seem to be connected. First, it says, put aside all your preoccupation to daven. Then, as if it's connected, the Rosh adds, well, make sure that you guard your eyes and don't see anything that isn't yours. So the author comes to explain the connection. Kesher devarav. The connection is tefillah hi pnimius. Tefillah is a focus on the inner world. Muchach adam yishtacher legamri mikol inanav hachitzoni. The person has to totally free himself, liberate himself from external matters. Laniach kol asakav, the way that the Rosh says, put aside all your asakim. Kitzad yaseh, this is difficult. Alo achemda bo'eres belibo lechesev let anugim. But it's like a fire burning within oneself. All of these thoughts, the desires. So the Rosh answers, Yishmur inam mikol davar shel shelo'im, by guarding one's eyes from things that aren't his, v'lo yetapech chemda b'zoch libo, not to nurture the desires within his heart that come by looking and seeing that car and that briefcase and this particular phone. That's a connection. Makoy ledivrei Rosh Zal nireh b'maseches derech eretz zuta perek daled. It seems that a source for the Rosh is then in maseches derech eretz. It says, Al titen enecha lememoin she'eino shelecha. Do not gaze at possessions that aren't yours. Shen meshak ois sharei shamayim. They cause the gates of heaven to sink. Kleimar einayim hatzefos v'chumdos lememoin she'eino shelecha. When a person looks and desires things that aren't his, meshak ois sharei shamayim, that phrase, livlites lisfilas ois kabel, it means that his tefillah will not be accepted because it's not proper tefillah. He's immersed in other things. By looking at allowing himself to cultivate a desire for these things, mimele, he can't put aside all his asakim, and his tefillah remains outside. He can't enter that realm of the inner dimension. He's still on the outside. Ulumas kol zeis, in contrast to all of this that we say, divrei harambam haniflaim, we have the words of the Rambam, which are quite often in the Sefer. Ki avas Hashem, the Rambam defines avas Hashem, the basic level that is required of every Jew, that we should understand something of Hashem, perceive something of Hashem, and enjoy it, take bliss in it. That's the opposite extreme. So when, as a person slowly brings under control the tendencies for coarse satisfaction, physical satisfaction, the opposite of it is to develop and to culture and to cultivate spiritual pleasure, to enjoy it, to revel in it. When a person has a certain insight, a chidush, he hears a beautiful dvar Torah. Davka hanaha b'asagasoy sborach hi'ahava. It's specifically enjoying, like sensing pleasure in understanding something of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's defined as ahavas Hashem. That's the opposite to involvement in physical pleasure. Adkan.